Nick.
Thank you, everyone. See?
David Ochi of Panama is one of about 60 foreign exchange students at the U.S. Naval Academy in historic Annapolis, Maryland.
Leaving the comfort zone of your country to come here to a culture and language completely different from your own and adapt has been a challenge.
Santiago González Ayer is an exchange student from Spain.
It opens a cultural horizon so that one understands American culture better and is more involved in the culture.
The Naval Academy was founded in 1845 on the grounds of an old fort. The Academy says its mission is to prepare students to serve as officers in the U.S. Navy or Marine Corps. It strives to develop competence, character, and compassion in its midshipmen. International Program Director Tim Disher says the U.S. Navy benefits by also opening up the program to foreign students, especially in a world increasingly connected through technology and social media.
It used to be, when I graduated in 1981 from the Naval Academy, only the senior officers were the ones that had relationships with our foreign navies or our counterparts. That's not the case anymore. I mean, we're a smaller navy, and our students, even as midshipmen, have an ability to make an impact with our foreign partners. We are creating young ambassadors right off the bat, right after they get commissioned here.
He says the exchange also strengthens the education of U.S. midshipmen by enhancing their international exposure and understanding. Navy Lieutenant Paul Angelo graduated from the academy in 2006.
The world is becoming smaller and smaller. One day our students will be operating in the theaters or environments that that they've explored in the context of their interpersonal relationships here at the Naval Academy with the foreign cadets. And vice versa, it's important that our allies know exactly how we function and operate as a military.
After finishing the exchange program, González Ayer plans to return to Spain and become a naval officer. David Ochi wants to work as an ocean engineer back home.
I see my future in Panama.
The hope is they return home richer for the cultural experience they lived and shared with their fellow midshipmen at the academy. Reporting from Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Ramon Taylor for VOA News.